Cookie, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Really well, thanks, mate. Now, what went wrong?
Oh, mate, I don't know. Look, we definitely didn't play our best footy at all, and we probably haven't been the last couple of weeks, and come up against a red hot Melbourne side at the same time was just it was a bad combination. And look, it was always going to be a tough game, but to lose by that was a bit too much to, it was a tough loss, that one.
What did Wayne have to say after the game, mate?
Mate, Wayne said, "Don't even bother watching it." He said, "Don't watch the replay. Don't go home and watch it. Get your mind away from footy. Nothing we can get out of that one." He just didn't think it was going to be that bad. He, like he said, he goes, "He knew it was going to be a tough game. Obviously, Melbourne and us always is, but it was to lose like that. He wasn't too impressed. And I just sometimes we just let ourselves down, and didn't really defend our errors quite well. I thought we started well. We got just about a try, and we're going sort of a toe to toe for the first 20. But then once the gates opened, that was it. And we just didn't defend our errors at all, and got a bit quiet out there, mate. So, mate, the best thing about footy, we go up there and play good footy against the Sharks this weekend, get the win, we'll be back on track.
Yeah, Cookie, how do you turn it around when you're out there on the field and things aren't going to plan like that, and the opposition get momentum? What else can you do to try and to halt them and I guess stop the amount of tries that are being scored?
Well, there's a couple of times where we defended well and we're keeping them in their own end, and then just little lapses in defence and at moments, and they took their opportunities, and that's something Melbourne do. They give them an opportunity, they generally take it, and they make you pay for it, and that's where they win so many games, because other teams can't do that. They can't execute at the right time and take those limited opportunities that Melbourne give you, and that's why they're so tough to beat. But on the weekend, they didn't even give us an opportunity. But when we're out on the back foot, you've got to try and somehow get back to your process and your game plan and what you guys do, because sometimes when you are on the back foot, everyone will come in trying to help out, but if everyone's sort of not sticking to their job and not trying to work as a team, it makes things a lot easier for the other side, and that's what we're going to try and get back to and play our footy, and that's what we didn't do, especially in the second half.
Have you ever played against anyone that scored six tries on you? Well, not on you personally, but against the team?
Not since I was playing backyard footy.
Under sevens?
Yeah, pretty much. So, but
unbelievable night out for the Fox.
It was. It was. And he's an absolute talent. I know, he's just the way he can finish a try. Obviously, some of them are a bit easier for him on the weekend, but mate, he always puts himself in a position to be there to support players. And, he's someone I know I've been able to work closely with him in Origin. I know how hard he works on his game and all that. So, he'd love holding that record, and good on him, but just a little shit that had to happen against us.
I'll tell you what, he's fast. I saw you coming across there at one stage, Cookie. Did you think you had him?
I thought, no, one of them I didn't. I knew he got it down. There was one where I thought I'd just done enough to push him out, but the wingers these days, they know how to keep their body in the air and the ball in the in-goal. So, it was a good finish by him.
Now, that knee of yours, how is it? Because it looked like...
Yeah, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, no, it's all good, mate, to be honest. When it happened, I was trying to hold on to the ball. Munster was trying to rake it off me, and I think the tackle just went a bit awkwardly, and it sort of just scared me a bit. I thought something was going to happen, and the knee just went a bit the wrong direction. But, like the physio said, there's no damage to it, and it didn't swell up or anything, and I finished the game. So, all good, mate. Train fine on Monday.
Cookie, how much of a boost is it to have Adam Reynolds back this week?
It is, mate. He's made the trip down to Bunnings. He's got a cup of cement and hardened up. This 4 to 6 week injury has turned into 1 week. So,
I reckon you would have given him plenty, have you?
Well, Melbourne mustn't have been one of the sides he was looking to sign with, so he didn't need to play against them. So.
Can you imagine what he's saying, though, sitting there going, "I told you, blokes, you needed me. I told you, blokes."
Well, I definitely looked that way.
Told you should have signed me for a long deal.
Yeah, you should have signed me on a 5-year deal.
But, mate, it is that great to have him back. As long as he gets through training all this week, that's pretty sure he'll be playing. So, what he does for us as a spine, not just a team, but he does a lot for us around the middle of the field and allows Cody and the outside backs to do their thing. So, and obviously he's got a great kicking game as well, and helps Cody with the organisation. So if he, as long as he gets through training, he plays, he'll be a great asset to have back.
And is it a buzz around the playing group in regards to the Magic Round, mate? I mean, you know, all the teams up there in Brizzy, and is there a bit of extra excitement?
Yeah, it is exciting round, but for us, it's hard. We don't get to see, you know, much we actually enjoyed as a fan. So, you know, I've got a lot of people I know that are going up just for that weekend. They think it's a great idea. You know, for us to go up there with all the teams, it feels sort of like that same as the Nines tournament, sort of that same feel about it, all the guys in one place. And it is a good atmosphere. They do a good job up there, and we missed it last year. So it'll be good to get back up there and hopefully get a good turnout as well.
Now, the Sharks, they've got Andrew Fifita back. I mean, let's face it, they're out of form. What are you expecting from them?
Well, we're both coming off the back of being flogged last week. So it's both teams are going to want to start real well and obviously get a win to get back on track. And, you know, obviously they've had a tough couple of weeks. And Andrew Fifita, I think, you know, obviously he's had some trouble with his body, and obviously he's got it fit and got himself right back in, back when playing some footy. And, mate, he's... I think he's a great player. He's got a lot of skill for a big fella, and definitely can give them some go forward. And they get some go forward. Blake can be quite dangerous out of hooker as well. So I think Toby Rudolph's been playing some really good footy as well. He's leading the way for that pack. You know, everything's done at 100 miles an hour and full commitment. So he's going to be hard to stop as well.
I'll tell you what, I bet you're filthy coming off the back of a 50-point loss, knowing that your tips got up the other day.
Oh, well, the other tip was Melbourne 40-plus. Both big tips got up, so that was a good lining.
Oh, just a bad week of training.
I was
going to
hem you today, Cookie, but I feel sorry for you.
tell me, hopefully you had something on that hook. Well, it was the $2.20 favourite, but then you said the other one each
place.
Way.
Yes.
And it ran second, I think, or third.
Third, so, I think.
Third, yeah. Right.
I think it was paying $8, so it would have been nice if it won. But, mate, I got some positive feedback on social media this time. Oh. People were happy with the little small multi that I got them. So,
I'll tell you this, Cookie. People were bagging me, as they usually do, and were wrapping you deluxe at the establishment that I was at.
Oh, good. Yeah, right. Turn of events, good.
So, yeah, little turn of events.
But they only remember your last tip, so what do you got for us today?
I've gone race 6, number 3 at in Sydney, Warwick Farm.
Tiny.
Yes.
Tiny for Godolphin.
Boy. Yep.
$5.50.
Good value there. I'm confident.
There you go. Wide gate.
Off the back of last one.
There you go. Confident.
Confidence is everything, Cookie.
Yeah, well, I've never been bowled out for 47 in a test match. So.
Not yet.
I like that. That was a good little niggle in the
side. I love it.
Very good.
Give and take. Give and take.
I had a little bit of a chat before I got on. I was like, oh, I know exactly where this is going. Thanks, my boy, Slobbin.
Cookie, you go and have a great week and have a good time there up in Brisbane for Magic Round, mate. Good luck against the Sharks.
Will do, guys. Thanks for having me.